Blog Talk Radio.
So, yeah, Ringside Pro Wrestling has not been back on Blog Talk Radio format for a long time. But we are here. We are trying something new. Get the Keisha in the building. So, let's do this. This is the second part of a show. We recorded the other part earlier. You go to Spreaker and check out the whole show. You can check us out on Stitcher or on iTunes. And I guess this will all carry over to all those places just about. Because
right.
We keep the show going everywhere. I just want to do it because, one, we've been having trouble with the audio and trouble with recording. So I will try Old Faithful and see how it worked. And I am about to see what it is like when we record and we use some other formats. So all of this is going to go into these magical spaces, and we're going to see what happens. But, Keish, glad you're here. This is fun.
It's exciting.
Yes. And let's do these birthdays.
Birthdays!
Now, today is the 11th when you go hear this show. That would be, it's Kip James' birthday, a.k.a. Billy Gunn. And he turned 53. Now,
oh wow!
To go backwards, Keish, 2 days ago would have been the 9th. Chris Jericho would have been celebrating his birthday. Chris Jericho turned 46. Yesterday, the 10th, was a big day for birthdays. Hall of Famer, Cowboy Bob Orton, Randy Orton Daddy, turned 66. Katie Lee Burchill turned 36. Ryback turned 35. Peyton Royce turned, am I reading this right? Yeah, 24. So that comes to birthdays. If you go back 3 days ago, the Rainmaker, Okada, had a birthday. Young Okada is 29. Yeah. Rainmaker is 29, which is very interesting because, you know, people have been making offers to the young man. Well, at least that's what I hear. Word on the street. But I think he's getting compensated very well over there in New Japan. And probably ain't going to go nowhere. But also, and since we've done with birthdays, let's go to the news. And we're talking about Okada. Keish, Wrestle Kingdom 11. The card is being set. The main event, the Rainmaker, Okada, against Kenny Omega for the IWGP Heavyweight title. It's going to be so serious. It's going down.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be way more than people have expected it to be.
I've been looking and been going through my stuff. And you know what I've noticed? We've really neglected our non-WWE wrestling. I mean, a lot. But that's because, okay, think about it. The WWE loads you up. They have 5 hours of content just on Monday and Tuesday. If I go NXT, that's six. Now they do a 2 pay-per-views a month. So there's 2 weeks a month where you have 10 hours of content to go over. Hard to do a show and then like get with what's going on, the TNA and all that. There's a lot of wrestling overload, right? But I found some help. I got the Fight TV app, and it has some of everything. And a lot of it's free. So I'm going to download it to the tablet Saturday when I'm at work. I'm going to get caught up on some other stuff. I'm going to watch some of these ROH shows I've been missing. And I have something else to talk about besides WWE. But they run it like 3 separate companies. Raw, SmackDown, and NXT are like 3 separate things. Like next week, we got a preview Survivor Series and TakeOver. 2 pay-per-views for the same weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's going down, Keish. That's all I can say. It's going down.
It is all right.
So get ready for it. But yeah, Wrestle Kingdom 11 is going down. There's going to be some wonderful matches at Wrestle Kingdom. Also in the news, Justin Roberts, former WWE announcer, will release a book based on his time in the WWE. So I think that'll be interesting. In other announcer news, do you know Joey Styles got blocked on Twitter by TNA?
Yeah, oh man, wow.
Yeah.
Oof.
Kind of petty. But it's a reason why. They asked Joey Styles, like, who do you think going to win the title of TNA tonight? Or what's going to be the big match you're going to watch on TNA or Impact on Pop? He said the ownership on the pole match. So they decided to block it for that. That's kind of
awful.
Bad. Yeah. But yeah. So there's that. So we had this election this week, right? And some people didn't vote for Trump or Hillary. Do you know that people are saying all kinds of crazy stuff? There was a rumor that Harambe got 11,000 votes, which is a hoax because you don't know how many votes people got because there's a lot of votes where the write-in candidate was written in. They don't really tabulate them for the you have to register a write-in candidate, right? So that's kind of a hoax. But I know Ric Flair wrote himself in for president. That's what he voted for because he tweeted about it, which we know him and Waka Flocka are supposed to be on the ticket. Now, did he put Waka Flocka on that ticket? Or did he just put himself on?
He just put himself on.
Matt Hardy said he got thousands of votes. Then
what?
A U.S. official called him and told him that a U.S. government agency has told him that I would get thousands of votes. He put that on Twitter. Now,
I'm done with him.
The funny thing is that a wrestling news site reported that, like, it really happened. No,
right.
Matt Hardy said it happened, not that it actually happened. What government agency called Matt Hardy, Keish?
Right. I want to know.
They wouldn't even know because the votes didn't even tabulate it yet. Like, oh, my God. But
exactly.
There was a site that actually reported that as news. Also in election news, Rhino lost his bid for the State House of Michigan. So they probably going to drop their belts no time soon since he's going to be out there working. And, hey, let me give you some happy news, Keish.
Of course.
ESPN is going to produce a 30 for 30 on the XFL. The XFL. WWE's wrestling league, football league, the XFL. And on the poster, it got He Hate Me. That might have been the greatest marketing and invention in all of football history.
The very first time I've ever seen him on the field, the very first question I asked myself was, like, who approved this? Who approved it and allowed it to happen? Because that name,
what it,
awesome.
So they said, look, forget just throwing your names on the back of your jersey. You can put whatever you want. If your name was Buki Bebe, you can put that on your jersey if you want to. And that young man, would he hate me? So, yeah, that happened. He hate me.
He hate
me. I played a game one time, and there was two linebackers that said I hate him on the back of their jerseys, and the other one had I hate him too. So there's that. But, once again, greatest league for 1 year. 90 players from that league that went defunct after 1 year all made NFL rosters. what guy would ought to be a start quarterback and will go to a Pro Bowl and be a comeback player of the year? His name is Tommy Maddox. So the XFL has some success. I am upset with ESPN because they did not call yours truly a bona fide XFL expert.
Of course. Right.
You know, that was
special. They should have.
I thought I might even had a shot at playing in the XFL. I was still chasing my football dreams then. Like, this is a real life thing. Like, oh, my. Yeah. I can say that that league could have existed if Vince would have had more owners.
Yeah.
He tried to own the league. You know what I mean? Vince is so gangster. He didn't try to own a team. He tried to own the league.
Right.
If he would have brought in some more owners, some more billionaires, they could have held up the apparatus. Now, NBC played them too because NBC was trying to hold on to the NFL. And what they didn't want to do was upset the NFL. The NFL, like, you can't be having all the football on your channel. So they really didn't have to go because the ratings were bad, but they were bad in context of like sports rate, rights fees, ratings kind of thing. But I think they could have turned that around. Also, I think they could have did. A lot of people didn't want to watch the XFL because they thought it was fake, because they thought, you know, it was wrestling.
Right. They thought it was just like wrestling, just in a football form.
Jeez. Why did they just start booking the football games?
Now, just saying. I think that would have been a great idea. I mean, hell, I mean, that's what they do with wrestling anyway, right?
You did have nothing to lose. Everybody thought it was fake anyway. Could you imagine if somebody would have been running for like a touchdown and then somebody would come off the sideline and trip them or hit them with a chair? And while the other person got distracted, ref.
That would have been awesome.
I would have
not gonna lie.
So hard.
I would have thought that it was greatness. Like yes, you know, at the time that the XFL had actually happened, you know, that's the kind of stuff that was randomly going on. So it would have fit in perfectly with everything. I thought it would have been, I think it would have been like a great success had they tried to, you know, to go ahead and just try and book it. It would have been a great direction to go into to get people to watch it. Get them the games, get the butts in the seats. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, didn't Atlanta have an XFL team? I think one of their teams was here. If I'm not mistaken, I'm going to look that up right now. I am not playing.
They have a team in Birmingham.
Oh, that's as close as they got. That's true.
But, yeah, I can go down. I can give you the teams now. The Orlando Rage, the Chicago Enforcers, the New York, New Jersey Hitmen, the Birmingham Thunderbolts, the Los Angeles Extreme, the San Francisco Demons, the Memphis Maniacs, and the Las Vegas Outlaws.
Yeah, that's true. I had thought they had a team here. That's me being crazy, though. Ha, the Birmingham Thunderbolts. Those demons. These the team names, though. Man. Okay, but seriously, like, this was, I thought it was an awesome idea, you know, personally. But it is what it is, though.
Yeah. But, yeah. The league ended with the Los Angeles Extreme winning the title. Tommy Maddox was league MVP. And, you know, he racked up some numbers.
Right.
He's probably like the all-time lead passer and all that stuff in the league. But then he went on, like I said, to lead the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, this guy was the number eight pick in the NFL draft, first round pick in 92. And he stuck.
Right.
And he ended up almost out of the league by like 94. And then, no, he got 97, he was out of the league. And he was selling insurance, legit. and he played some arena ball, but then the XFL was what put it back on.
Yeah.
And in 2002, he led Steelers to a 10-5 record in the postseason run. He was named Comeback Player of the Year. I mean, hey, he did his thing.
Right.
Do you know he got a Super Bowl ring as a backup in 2005 when he was on the Steelers?
No, I was not aware.
Yep. And then after that, he retired and became a youth baseball coach.
That's awesome.
The XFL changed lives, Keisha. The XFL changed lives.
Yeah, it did. For the 1 year that they had it, it was awesome. I can't even deny that one. But the 1 year that they had it, it was greatness. I actually was excited about it, personally. I was like, yeah, let's do this. But it is what it is. So, I can't wait to see that 30 for 30, though. I'm going to definitely watch that.
That being said, let's get into SmackDown, Keish.
Please.
Yeah, because we might have a short show this week. I thought we was going to do a little, we might talk NXT a little bit, but we're not going to go really too hard into NXT. But that contract side was kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, let's go SmackDown. So, like Raw, SmackDown is getting their team ready for Survivor Series. Oh, and they are over
right.
in Scotland. They happen to be in Scotland also. So even though there's a brand extension, they both overseas at the same time, which I get because you got to cap production costs. They got to use the same people to take them trucks around. You know, yada, yada, yada. Jimmy Ellsworth is James. His name is James Ellsworth, but I like to call him Jimmy.
Jimmy.
He became named the mascot for the SmackDown Live Survivor Series team. Shout out to Jimmy.
Right.
Which I see that as being part of some shenanigans that will go along with that. Like, that's going to be shenanigans.
of course.
So, Shane rallies the team. His team was having some issues, like the previous teams. So he creates some matches where, you know, his team can get some energy out. So that new Wyatt family that we hate the name of, the new Wyatt with Randy, Luke Harper, and Bray Wyatt, takes over the babyface side of the team with Dean Ambrose. And AJ Styles and AJ was watching. Jimmy Ellsworth was supposed to be Baron Corbin, but Baron didn't make it to the main event. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
And Baron ain't a babyface side of the event, but he just that's the best way I can feel it. Breeze Dago took on the Vault Villains for a spot in the 10-man tag match. And they beat the Vaudevillians. I haven't seen Breeze Dago in a long ass time.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and you both. I was actually like, oh man, they're still tagging? Like, I mean, of course I've seen them on like Instagram and stuff, but to actually see them on like live programming, yeah, that was a little shocking to me. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, that was what those like, is he still in the league?
Right. You know, it was like, really? This still exists? That's how I felt. I was like, oh, okay. You know, it is what it is. So, I was personally kind of, I was like, oh, man, this is for real, you know?
Yeah.
But I can't help but to really be like, I don't know. Like I was still in shock that they were still in the ring. I was like, oh man, it's still a team. Okay, all right. I mean, I was for it. Don't get me wrong. I just
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. So they got the final spot. Then the next match, after Baron Corbin have a little conversation with Shane McMahon, he ends up in a 1-on-1 match with Kalisto. and he gets hurt. Throws off the whole dynamic, right? So he gets hurt against Kalisto, of all people. And Kalisto kind of go heel, because with Baron Corbin laying there hurt, he'd go back to the ring and dive off the top rope.
Right.
But that match is a no contest. And Baron Corbin is out for Survivor Series. Like, was he injured before that? Like, wasn't he just coming back from injury?
That's what I thought, too. And then here he is again. So it was just kind of like, all right, well, what is this? What does this prove? What is going on? I don't know. All I know is I didn't understand it at all at first. Like, I really was confused. I was thoroughly confused. So, I actually was trying to figure out, like, how that happened so easily. You know what I'm saying? Like, did you see that, though?
Yeah.
Like, it was literally kind of like, all right, I'm here, I'm on the ring apron, and then bam, like, he kind of falls off, and he's just hurt. And it's like, what? I seriously was confused by the entire thing. I was just kind of thoroughly, I was really, like, shocked. Like, how did this really happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then they played into it. It really played into it. And then it was like, y'all completely took something that happened so easily and then literally exploited it. And I really seriously just couldn't understand, like, how it was so easy to make that happen. But I guess that's neither here nor there. I guess it's just how things went, you know? But Kalisto, though, like, I get that he really wanted to get back there for the things he had done to him. I understand that. But it was really weird for me. Like, I don't know if anybody else, I don't know if you felt that way, Keith, but it was just really weird for me.
Yeah. No, I thought it was a little awkward.
Yeah.
So, with that, next match, the women's world title, the highly anticipated match with Becky Lynch versus Alexa Bliss. This is supposed to happen at the last pay per view, but Becky was out injured with a non wrestling injury, and so we get to the match, and it's pretty good. They're going back and forth. Alexa isn't going full pay per view; like, she doesn't have the full Harley Quinn vibe going. She didn't rock her Freddy Krueger glove this week, but she was ready. But I think Becky was just ready a little more.
Right.
But it turned out to be a good match. Becky wins with the disarmor. No major complaints over here. Cruiserweight championship match. High stakes. Because
very high.
They've added the Cruiserweight title to Survivor Series, and the winner of the Brian Kendrick-Kalisto match will take the Cruiserweight division over to their brand. So
right.
Raw could lose the Cruiserweight division to SmackDown.
Man.
Do you think they put that stipulation in so that they could do that?
Yeah.
So they can change it.
Yes. Yes, I do. I do. Especially with the different changes that they're already going to make. Yeah. I think they did that on purpose. So I think this is a setup. I really do think this is a setup, and I'm actually all for it. I'm excited, though. But we got to see what happens, man.
Yeah, no, we got to see how it plays out. But I do think that that's going to be interesting. Kurt Hawkins defeated Apollo Crews, Keith. Why?
Yeah, I really was not for that, personally. I wasn't for that. I hate the way they do Apollo Crews. It's just sad and sickening.
Yeah, and I mean, they don't have any real future plans of what to do with him. So it's kind of like, ugh.
Right.
You can tell they don't. Like, they just have no clue.
No, not at all. I hate it so bad. And it's, I'm like, y'all really have to figure out what you're going to do with him. Or, like, just move him to Raw or something. Just give him a future, man. Please. Because it's just wasted talent. And I actually like Apollo Crews, man. Oh, it's angry. It angers me.
Yeah.
So bad.
You and me both. Not sure what the next move is there. So they fix the teams up for the main event. And it's Bray Wyatt, Orton, and Harper. And they take on Ambrose, Ellsworth, and Kane. So
yeah.
Pretty much you got Kane and Dean, because Ellsworth don't really count. And I don't
of
know how
not.
They've just disced all the juice out of this gimmick. Like, that
right.
Shit has ran all of its course.
Like, I'm still trying to figure out, like, when it's going to be over.
Yeah.
I really am trying to figure out, like, when is it all going to be over with him? I really want to know. Because I'm like, okay, it was funny at first, but now it's just really starting to get ridiculous. Y'all are doing the most. When he had a recorded win over the champion, that's when it got just worse. That's when it got 10 times worse. It was just kind of like, really? No. Like, that just doesn't need to happen. So, when it got too ridiculous for me to even comprehend. I'm done with it already. Like, seriously. I'm seriously done with it already. Right. I don't know when they're going to give James Ellsworth the boot, but it needs to be something.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen after Survivor Series, but I think they got something. I don't know what they think they got, but I think they got something.
Yes, but I'm not sure what it is, though.
No, me either. Like I said, I think they feel like they got something. With that being said, like that new Wyatt family won. I hate calling them that. But I don't know how that's going to work out, Keisha. I still don't got my finger on the pulse of how that works out.
Right.
I mean, or to betray him at some point, I don't know. I think the Bray Wyatt character has been the most mismanaged. And because he's so great, he's able to survive through it, but it just hasn't been, like, the best utilized character.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't.
But,
I don't know what else they're going to do with it, but it just, I'm thoroughly confused by SmackDown and their decisions these days. I am. But I agree with you. Like, I'm so tired of the new Wyatt family name. Like, why call him that? And is Randy Orton a member of the Wyatt family, or is he not? Like, please, somebody tell me.
Yeah.
No.
It's kind of, you know what I mean?
Because one minute it's like the Wyatt family and Randy Orton, and then it's like the new Wyatt family. Okay, so which one is it? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, is he or is he ain't? I don't know.
Is he
like,
is he ain't? That's funny.
Yeah, I just want to know. Like,
Well,
I just need to know.
Right. A brief interview, overview of NXT. So I think we got our finals for the Dusty Classic.
Ooh.
The Authors of Pain, who defeated DIY, will take on TM61, who defeated Sanity, to get to the finals.
Yeah.
That should be going down at TakeOver.
Sanity.
Yeah, Sanity got a lot going on.
I was actually rooting for Sanity, man.
You haven't seen the last of EY. I think he got his click. They ready. Yeah, they're going to take over that locker room.
Of course.
So.
It is what it is. I'm ready for it, though.
Yeah. With the officers of pay, there's a new stip that maybe that Paul Ellering cannot be ringside for the finals.
Really?
We'll see how that. Yeah, we'll see how that works out. Ember Moon looked good this week. She defeated Rachel Evers. And, you know, I think she's on her way. I mean, ever since she debuted, at Tickle, like, you just knew she was a star. So,
yeah,
that happened.
That's true.
Samoa Joe and Nakamura have their contract signed. They're going to have a brutal match. Oh, that match is going to be so brutal.
I can't wait to see it. Every second of it. Somebody's going to get hurt, Keith. Like, I hope, I really don't hope for that, but somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah. About six security guards got hurt on Wednesday when Nakamura got to them. But,
yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I. King of Strong style, Keith, that's all I can say.
Yeah, I know. Trust. You don't want one of those kicks to the face. That's all I'm saying. That sounds, that just looking at them makes me hurt. I don't know. No, thank you. So.
Yeah.
But it's just, I am thoroughly excited. I'm just as excited, if not even more excited, about TakeOver Toronto. It's, like I said, it's not just as much, a little bit more than Survivor Series. But that's going to be one weekend where I'm watching Total Wrestling and nothing else. Like, I'm sorry. Like, all of the plans are canceled. That's all I'm doing. Like, leave me alone. I'm just saying. And it's funny because I have been advertising Survivor Series for like a good week now. Mm-hmm. I have been talking and talking to people. I have been sitting here like, hey, Survivor Series, dude. Survivor Series. Like, I have been writing on my Facebook status. It's people trying to talk to me about this election. And I have been posting stuff about that too. But I'm like, really? What I want to know is who's going to win Survivor Series. Like,
right.
Like if you want to tell me something, tell me who's going to win Survivor Series.
Right.
That's what I want to know.
I mean, here's the thing. One thing I'll say. What do you think about Shane McMahon adding himself to the 5-on-5 match?
I love Shane. I really do. I don't know if I'm for that though, because I really want to know, like, did Shane just really write the ticket, you know, for his team to lose, or did he just give his team a boost? Like, I don't know how to feel about that. Because then I think about the men on the Raw team, and I really wonder, like, how Shane holds his own. But then you have to remember, this is Shane McMahon we're talking about, and
right,
not just any other person. So
here's where I'll go. I think him doing this, I think they say this show needs a boost.
Right.
And they feel like this will give the show the boost that it needs, and it will give it the ratings, or not necessarily the ratings, but the buys or whatever. They think. But here's the thing. I like attractions, right? And Shane ain't no spring chicken, so I would try to minimize the damage you do to him in a ring. I would not put him in a match at Survivor Series. Maybe at the Rumble. Yes. Because I think the Rumble's a little bit higher profile. And then that sets you up for WrestleMania. And if he wants to do some one-off at WrestleMania every year for the next couple of years, I'm all for that. But
right.
I don't think this going to Survivor Series is that. Just for, like, what makes something special is the rarity of it. And I think the more you start going to that well, you make it less special.
And I agree.
That's what they're doing with him wrestling in Survivor Series. And like you, to your point, he's stacking up against this other team. He'll do something crazy. He's a kamikaze pilot, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know if that's ego. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, this isn't like Triple H adding himself to a team or something.
No, this is Shane McMahon we're talking about, which to me is, I want to say it's worrisome, but I'm not actually like that concerned because Shane is tough, man. He's tough. Like, if anybody has never seen like a Shane McMahon match, then you will not understand. Like, this dude is, he has some thick skin.
No,
you know?
I mean, I will never doubt his toughness. I think he's tough as a $2 steak, to quote JR.
But yeah, right.
I think that he's still not. Like I said, I don't think I would keep going back to that well over and over.
No, I wouldn't either. I mean, I think this needs to be the last time for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not something that you would keep doing. Keep interjecting him into these matches and keep interjecting him into this place, like where he's. Because even when he started to wrestle, he didn't do these things. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't just keep harping on that, and I wouldn't keep making that a thing. Because, you know, that's how we ended up with the Hell in a Cell and TLC pay per views and. You know, in the Elimination Chamber and Extreme Rules. And, you know, that's how we ended up with those kind of pay-per-views. In the same exact way, the same exact process. I don't need that happening. That just doesn't need to happen with a person. Shane doesn't need to put himself through that. He doesn't need to subject himself to that. He has no need. I can understand the show needs, SmackDown needs a small boost, but trust, SmackDown's going to get that small boost when they have their 900th episode on Tuesday. So that's going to be exciting in itself. Then you add on himself being a part of the Survivor Series team, and that's just another added bonus, personally. So we'll see how this goes. We definitely will see how this goes.
With that, I'm going to put a pin in this show. We actually got it done this week.
There may be
a Hell in a Cell recap just to fill the gap that we didn't do it. And I don't know when that'll come down the pike. But we appreciate y'all. We are sorry about technical difficulty that cost us the show last week, but we will strive to make sure that we get some technology that will work and produce the show. Without that being
That's
said,
right.
Out.
Bye.
All right.